Thankful to be able to gather again this year.
感谢主，我们今年能够再次聚在一起。
For the ones that are here last night and for those that are here this morning for the first time, some of you might not understand this question.
昨天晚上来的还有今天第一次来的人不一定能够明白这个问题。
Everybody here last night will understand it.
昨天晚上来的人应该能够明白。
Is everybody covered in oil?
是不是每一个人今天都蒙了膏油呢？
I hope everybody is full of oil and covered, flowing over this morning.
愿今天早晨我们每一个人都充满了膏油，而且满溢出来。
All these young people kind of have a blank look on their face.
这在座的年轻人看起来好像不明白我们在说什么。
But we're thankful for the provision we have of that other comforter.
我们感谢主赐给我们另外一位保惠师。
And as we come into the Lord's presence this morning,
今天早上我们来到主同在的里面。
By faith, we want to enter into all that He has for us.
我们要靠着信心进入他所为我们供应的一切。
During the times that I'm sharing, I'll be sharing on John the Apostle.
在我分享的时间里，我要分享使徒约翰。
And we'll be looking at his life as the life of the Apostle of Recovery.
我们愿意来看他作为恢复的使徒的一生。
And we will see how John gets this name.
我们看他如何的得到这个名字。
You know, why is it so needed? Why is it so relevant for the days we're living in?
为什么对今天我们的生活是如此的相关？
We're not here simply to learn a history or see a biographical sketch of John.
我们今天不是只是来看一下他的生平。
But we want the very one who captured John's life.
我们要来认识那位得到约翰一生的那一位。
When John came to that point of testifying as that hymn, I am the Lord's.
当约翰能够在那边见证说我是属主的。
We want that same one to capture our hearts and lives.
我们愿意同一位主能够来得到我们的心。
And we would testify, I am the Lord's, teach me all that meaneth.
我们也可以对主说，主，我是属你的，你要来教导我这个意义。
So let's turn to the first to the Gospel of John.
我们首先翻到约翰福音第一章。
Gospel of John, the first chapter.
约翰福音第一章。
I know you read this was some of these verses were in your morning reading.
今天早上的晨更我们已经读过一些经文。
We're going to read verses 1 through 5.
我们要第一节读到第五节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.All things came into being by Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness. The darkness did not comprehend it.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的。凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头。这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
And now turn over to the end of John, John chapter 20.
翻到约翰福音的最末了二十章。
John shares with us in two verses why he wrote this gospel.
他用两节的经文告诉我们他为什么写这本福音书。
John chapter 20 verses 30 and 31.
二十章三十到三十一节。
As he comes to the conclusion of the letter, he writes, Many other signs, therefore, Jesus also performed in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these things have been written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事。要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And we also know that John wrote three letters.
我们也知道约翰写了另外三封书信。
Let's turn over to 1 John chapter 1.
我们先翻到约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1, we'll look at verses 1 through 4.
我们读第一章第一节到第四节。
What was from the beginning? What we have heard?What we have seen with our eyes, what we have beheld, and our hands handle concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested to us. What we have seen, what we have heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write, so that our joy may be made complete.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And again, just as in the gospel, John tells us in chapter 5 why he wrote this letter.
就在约翰福音第五章里边，他也告诉我们为什么他写这本书。
1 John 5:13.
约翰福音第五章第十三节。
These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know that you have eternal life.
约翰一书第五章十三节，他说：“我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。”
And we know also John was the brother who the revelation of Jesus Christ was given to.
我们也知道约翰是他的是。
And if we turn to Revelation chapter 1,
我们翻到启示录第一章
，verses 1-3。
第一章第一到第三节。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants, the things which must shortly take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written, for the time is near.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
At the last part of that verse 3, it says, For the time is near.
第三节最后一句话说到那日期近了。
And we realize that we're living in these last days.
所以我们知道我们现在生活在这个末后的日子。
The nearness of our Lord's return is so imminent.
我们的主都要就马上就要回来了。
So we're praying that we would have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches in this hour.
所以我们的祷告就是愿神赐给我们能听圣灵对我们说话的耳朵。
And that we would redeem the opportunity we have this weekend.
所以这个周末的时间，我们求主来使用。
To allow the Spirit of the Living God to work within us in a fresh way.
愿我们主的圣灵能够重新的把他的话说在我们心中。
And in that, let's have another word of prayer.
为此，我们一起来再有点祷告。
Lord, we are so privileged to be together in your presence.
主，我们能够在你的同在里面，这是何等的特权。
We're thankful how you have drawn us together in the spirit of oneness that we have in you, Lord.
我们何等感谢你把我们在同一合一的里面召聚在你的面前。
And Lord, we know that you as a God of purpose have a very specific reason for us being here.
我们知道主，你是一位有目的的神，能够把我们聚在这里是有你的心意。
So it's already been prayed. We want to put aside all the things that maybe we left back at home or work.
所以我们愿意把我们一切其他的挂念，我们的工作生活，我们都放下。
Just put aside even the anxieties of next week.
甚至关于下个礼拜我们会有的焦急焦虑，我们都放下。
We would roll all of that off onto your feet.
我们把所有这一切都放在你的脚前。
And we would be those coming and sitting at your feet during this time.
我们愿意来成为一群来坐在你脚前的人。
And we say one thing is necessary.
我们愿意说只有一件事情是必须的。
One thing to fix the eyes of our hearts upon you.
就是把我们新的眼睛注目在你的身上。
And in that you would have a great freedom and liberty to speak to each and every one of us.
所以让你可以有最大的自由来对我们每一个人说话。
We're thankful that as we gather declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord over this time.
我们感谢主，我们能够聚集来宣告说主耶稣基督是这段时间的主。
Lord, even though we have a desire for you in this hour,
就让这个时刻让我们心里边对你有这样的渴慕。
We're thankful your jealousy for us is so much stronger.
我们感谢你，你向着我们的爱的嫉妒是何等的强。
You have loved each one of us. You have captured us, Lord.
主啊，你得到了我们的心。
And we're thankful that we can be those that return unto you this morning.
我们愿意，我们感谢你，我们能够成为那一位回归到你跟前的人。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把这段时间恭敬地交在你手中。
That Lord, you would really speak to each one of us.
愿主你自己亲自对我们每一个人说话。
In thy precious name we pray.
靠着你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We said that John is called the Apostle of Recovery.
我们说过，约翰被称为恢复的使徒。
And how does he get that name?
他如何得到这个名字呢？
Quite often we see in the scriptures.
很多的时候在圣经中我们看见。
When the Lord first encounters someone.
当主第一次遇见一位人的时候。
At the very beginning of their life with the Lord.
在他们与主的关系开始的时候。
There's a characteristic about that person that's going to characterize their service to the Lord.
那个人有一个特点，这个特点就会成为他以后做工的工作的特点。
And when we see John having an encounter with the Lord during his early time with him,
我们看见早期的时候，约翰是如何遇见主。
John is described as mending nets.
圣经告诉我们说，他正在那边补网。
And why is he mending the nets?
他为什么要补网呢？
Because they'd gotten broken while they were fishing.
因为在捕鱼的时候网会破。
And he was repairing those nets so that they could be used for their original purpose.
所以他就在那边要补这个网，好使网能够重新发挥功用。
The nets had lost their value.
这个网已经没有作用了。
They weren't useful how they should be used.
他们不，他不再，没有办法再尽他的功用。
And John was simply restoring them to their, for their original purpose.
所以约翰就在那边恢复他的功用。
And we see the Lord in the hour we're living in.
所以我们看见在我们生活的这个时刻。
As we see him, we see how we have drifted from his purpose.
我们看见他的时候，我们就知道我们离开他的旨意有多远。
And he's calling us in this hour to return to him.
他就在这个时刻呼召我们回到他的跟前。
And this is where we see the value of the ministry of John.
这是为什么我们在这边看见使徒约翰的执事他的价值。
During Peter's early life with the Lord,
在彼得的早期生活里
,Peter is described as one that's casting the nets.
圣经描述说他是那位撒网的人。
And we know how Peter was used in that glorious gospel. He cast the net of the gospel and many came into the kingdom.
我们就看见他在传福音的时候带进了何等荣耀的收获。
What was Paul's occupation?
保罗的职业是什么呢？
Paul was a tent maker.
他是一位织帐篷的人。
And we see how Paul is that tent maker. He's used by the house of God to give us this beautiful picture and desire for God to have a dwelling place.
我们看见神使用保罗在地上为着神建造一个居所。
So we see Peter casting the nets of that gospel.
我们看见彼得撒网是代表传福音。
Paul was so involved with showing us and building the house of God.
保罗在那边告诉我们说神是如何在这边建造他的教会。
And John in that mending of the nets recovering the people of God to their original purpose.
约翰的补网告诉我们说神如何的来恢复他的百姓回到他原初的心意。
Each of these dear ones has a particular focus in their ministry.
他们的执事都是有他们各自的特点。
When we think of Peter, quite often we can think of that we're drawn to the kingdom of God.
我们看见保罗彼得，我们就看见人怎样子被吸引到神的国里。
We see Peter, he's showing us more and more what the kingdom of God is.
我们看见彼得，我们就看见他更多的向我们启示神的国。
We think of Paul, we see the house of God.
我们看见保罗，我们就看见神的家。
All that God desires in that dwelling place.
神何等渴慕得着一个居所。
In John, we see how God, we see John is the family of God.
我们看见约翰，我们就看见神的家。
How so often John is speaking of children, the young ones, and the family situation.
他很多的时候提到这个家里边的孩子们、老人们等等。
Now, all during the scripture and all during history,
在圣经里边以及在历史上
all three of these ministries are always going on.
这三样的执事一直在进行。
But we'll notice at different points in time,
但是我们注意到在不同的时代和时刻
one of these ministries has more of a focus than the others.
其中的一个执事比其他的要更加的有意义。
One of these ministries has a little more prominence than the others.
其中的一个要比另外一个有更加的重要的意义。
We're thankful for how the gospel has gone forth and continues to go forth.
今天我们为着福音广传来感谢主。
And bringing many into the people, into the kingdom of God.
把很多的人带到神的国里。
We're thankful how all that God has shown us about desiring a dwelling place and having a house of God amongst his people.
我们感谢神向我们启示他的心意，他愿意在他的百姓中间得到一个居所。
But as we look around, As we're honest in our hearts,
如果我们心里边诚实的话,
we see that what God desires is not evident among His people.
我们就看见神所渴慕得着的,
and God is desiring to bring about a recovering of His people to His original heart and purpose. And this is the situation at the end of the first century, the end of the New Testament.
这就在第一个世纪的末了, 在新约结束的时候, 那个教会的光景。
And this is why John was raised up.
这是为什么使徒约翰被兴起。
If you look throughout the scriptures at the end of the New Testament,
如果你看新约的结尾,
how does Paul describe the house of God in 2 Timothy?
在提摩太后书结尾的时候, 保罗如何描述教会的光景。
In 2 Timothy, when Paul is talking about the house of God,
保罗在那边提到神的教会。
He talks about how it's become a large house, and in the house you have vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor.
他说到神的家在大户的人家有很多的器皿，有贵重的，有清贱。
There's already that mixture there.
那个时候已经有掺杂的光景。
There weren't supposed to be vessels of dishonor in the house of God.
其实在神的家里边不应该有卑贱的器皿。
But that through the declension of the life among the brethren, certain things were occurring.
但是那个时候在神的百姓的里边生命里边已经发生了很多的事情。
What does the writer to the Hebrews say?
那么希伯来书的作者在那边怎么说呢?
He's encouraging the ones to don't drift away.
他在那边鼓励弟兄姊妹不要随流而失去。
Don't neglect so great a salvation.
不要忽略这么莫大的救恩。
Look at all that the Lord has done for you. Look at your own history.
看看神为我们所成就的大事，看看我们自己的历史。
But you're starting to drift away. You're starting to shrink back.
但是你们就开始要冷淡退后，要飘离，要离，要飘走。
There's a wake-up call to those written in the letter of the Hebrews.
对这个希伯来书的听众来讲，这是一个唤醒他们的书。
If you look in the letter in the Revelation of Jesus Christ in chapters 2 and 3,
如果我们看见启示录的第二章、第三章里
as the Lord is calling to those 7 churches.
当神在那边对待七位教会说话的时候,
we see that they're not where they should be. They're in a weakened condition.
我们看见教会是落在一个软弱的光景里。
And there's that great call to repentance.
所以主就在那边向他们发出悔改的呼召。
We see at the end of the first century, there's a general condition of weakness among God's people.
在第一世纪的末了, 在神的百姓中间, 有这样一个普遍的软弱。
And this is why the Lord raised up John with this ministry of recovery.
这是神为什么要兴起约翰, 能够来使用他作为恢复的使徒的职事。
But before we get into John,
但是我来到约翰之前,
let's ask this question, let's be clear.
我们要问这样的一个问题, 我们要非常清楚。
What is being recovered?
到底是什么被恢复?
We talk about a ministry of recovery.
我们说到被恢复的执事。
What's being recovered and what all is involved in it?
但是到底是谁被恢复? 到底要需要什么东西?
When we ask what's being recovered,
我们先问到底是什么东西被恢复?
It's not about a teaching or a doctrine.
不是只是恢复一些教导, 一些教义。
We're not talking about correcting our form, the meeting, our government in the assemblies.
我们不是在那边恢复一些做法, 一些, 教会的一些规条。
We're not trying to improve the prayer meeting.
不是为了来改善我们的祷告会。
We're not trying to have teaching on prayer, worship, or any of these matters.
不是要去来教导我们应该怎么祷告,怎么读经。
It's not about an experience like having another Pentecost.
也不是要来得到另外的一个经历, 不是要有一个另外一个五旬节。
There's one thing that's recovered.
只有一件事情是被恢复的。
The one thing that's recovered is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣基督的生命要被恢复。
And Him having His rightful place and authority among His people.
让他能够在他的百姓的中间有他应得的那个地位和价值。
What God is desiring to recover is the Lord Jesus Christ having His rightful place in our lives, individually and corporately.
神的要恢复的那个心意就是让耶稣基督在他的百姓身上
It's a life that's being recovered. It's not about a teaching.
不是关于一个教导,
it's not about what we're doing.
也不是关于如何的去做,
what we're doing in our various meetings.
我们在不同的聚会里边当如何的来运行,
sometimes we can focus on trying to improve our meetings.
有些时候我们的注意力好像就放在怎么样的能够改进我们的聚会。
And that's good.
这是好的,
but that's not the goal.
但这不是那个目标。
What are we looking for?
我们在看什么?
We're looking for a greater expression of His life within our midst.
我们在盼望得到什么? 就是那个他生命的丰满的彰显。
These words like His headship and lordship, not just being theoretical doctrines that we talk about so quickly.
关于主是我们的元首这件事情，不是只是我们头脑的知识和讲论而已。
But the reality of his headship in our lives individually and together.
而是他作为元首在我们个人和教会的生活里边的那个实际。
This is what we're speaking of when we're speaking of recovery.
这是我们今天所谈到的这个恢复的那个东西。
When you think of recovery, what do you think of initially?
当我们一提到恢复的时候，我们会想到什么事？
Oftentimes when we think of recovery, we think of just getting back something that was lost.
我们一下会想到就是我们要得到那个已经失去的东西。
And that's true.
这是对的。
We are getting back what was lost.
我们确实要得到那已经失去的。
But oftentimes we limit it to that.
但是很多时候我们就限制在那个里头。
It's like in the Gospel of Luke chapter 15.
所以在路加福音15章里。
There was a lost sheep and a lost coin and a lost son.
那边有迷失的羊，迷失的丢掉的钱，还有一个迷失的儿子。
Is the whole goal of recovery just recovering that which was lost?
那么这个恢复的那个执事全部就是包括在这个找回那个失去的吗？不是。
It is so much more.
而是更多。
It's not just getting back what was lost.
不是只是把失去的得回来。
But it's getting us back on that right track for his purpose.
而是把我们带回到那个正确的路上，为着神的旨意的完成。
Getting us back on that track that we can be vessels fit for the Master's use in His testimony.
而是回到那个正确的路上，使我们每一个人能够成为神手中可用的那个器皿。
It's bringing us back to a right position.
把我们带回到那个对的光景里。
That clarifying our vision.
能够使我们的意向更清楚。
And we can be in line with His heart and purpose.
我们能够跟神的旨意和目的来够能够相和谐。
It's bringing us back to a reality. He desires to be living among his people in this day.
这个时刻，主渴慕能够活在他百姓的心身上中间。
When you think of the great recovery work our Lord Jesus did,
当我们看见主耶稣所做的伟大的恢复的工作的时候，
Praise God, He came to seek and save the lost.
我们感谢主，他来了，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
But sadly, throughout Christianity, many think that's all that He did.
但是很可惜，在基督教里边，很多他所做的事情。
And we're thankful that was part of his work.
我们感谢主，那都是他工作的一部分。
But why did he save us?
但是他为什么要来拯救我们？
Why was he coming to seek and save that which was lost?
为什么他要来寻找拯救那些失丧的人？
So that as ones came into knowing him,
那些已经来认识他的人，
they would see the reality of what our brother was sharing about last night.
他们能够来认识到昨天晚上我们弟兄所提到的那个实际。
That reality we've been brought into the body of Christ.
就是我们能够被带进到基督身体里边的那个实际。
And he has a purpose for us as his people.
作为他的百姓，他对我们有一个目的。
That we could be those that are made ready.
我们能够成为一般预备好的人。
That one day we could hear those glorious words.
有一天我们能够听见他说的那个荣耀的话。
The bride has made herself ready.
就是心腹已经预备好了。
It goes far beyond just our initial salvation.
这个已经远远超过我们最初得救的那个光景。
But it's vessels where he can be Lord of our life.
作为一个器皿，他能够成为我们完全的主。
And he can do that transforming of work of conforming us to the image of his son.
他能够把我们的生命改变向他儿子。
And again, not just as individuals,
不仅仅是个人,
but as he does this transforming work,
当他在这边,
he's also bringing us together and building us to be the testimony he's called us to be.
他也把我们所有的人都一同建造,
this is the call upon John's life at the end of the first century.
这个就是在第一世纪末了的时候, 使徒约翰所得到的那个初衷。
And how we see that great need in the hour we're living in.
我们能够看见这个时代是何等的需要。
And as John started his ministry, he had a great challenge before him. Because one of the characteristics of end time people,
在末世的时候，神的百姓有一个很大的特点。
One of the characteristics of those that are living, whether it's the end of the Old Testament, the end of the New Testament, or even now,
我们可以看见旧约时代的末了，新约时代的末了，那个时候神的百姓的那个光景有什么特点？
In times of departure, in times of weakness and declension, we don't know our true condition.
那就是在教会光景，在百姓的光景走下坡路的时候，我们不知道我们的光景如何。
We think we're okay.
我们觉得我们还挺好的。
We think everything's going fine.
我们觉得每一件事情都还不错。
But the Lord says, I'm jealous.
但是神在这边说我是忌邪的神。
If you look at the end of the New Old Testament,
如果你看旧约结束的时候,
when we have that prophecy of Malachi,
我们看见马拉基的那个预言,
those dear ones did not know their true condition.
那个时候神所爱的百姓他们不知道自己的光景如何。
He said, the Lord says, I have loved you.
神说我爱了你们。
They said, how have you loved you?
他们就说你怎么爱了我们呢？
And they said, he said, we've despised you.
他说我们藐视你。
He calls out to them several times.
神向他们呼召了很多次。
But they said, how have we despised you?
他的百姓却说我们怎么样子藐视了你呢？
How are we wearied of your words?
我们是怎样子的藐视了你的话呢？
How have we robbed you?
我们如何的偷窃了你的东西呢？
How have we spoken against you?
我们如什么时候反对你呢？
They didn't know their true condition.
他们不知道他们真实的光景。
They thought they were okay.
他们觉得自己还不错。
Because they had lost the standard of the Lord.
因为他们那个时候已经失去了神的那个标准。
These were the ones their parents in history had come out of Babylon and had returned to Jerusalem.
他们的父辈们曾经是从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷的人。
They had rebuilt that altar. They had rebuilt the house of God. They rebuilt the wall.
他们是恢复了祭坛，恢复了圣殿，恢复了这个城墙的那群。
So when they looked at all their efforts,
所以他们看见自己所做的那些工作。
They said, "We're okay."
他们就觉得自己还不错。
We're not like those back in Babylon.
我们比那些还留在巴比伦的人要强。
We're okay.
我们是没问题的。
But according to God's standard.
但是照着神的标准。
When he measured him against his life.
当我们用基督的生命来衡量的时候。
He said, you've come short.
神说我们是亏欠了神。
And we can fall into a same trap.
我们今天也会陷入同样的光景。
We can think we're okay.
我们会觉得我们还不错。
Because we can start using a different standard than the Lord.
因为我们可以开始用不同的与主不同的标准来衡量。
Look at the end of the New Testament.
我们看看新约时代的末新约圣经的末了。
When you think about that letter to the church of Laodicea.
我们看看主对老底家教会的书信。
They thought they were fine.
他们觉得自己很好。
They said we're rich, we become wealthy, we have need of nothing.
他们说我们已经富足了，我们一无所缺。
What did the Lord say of them?
但是主怎么说呢？
You're poor, you're blind, you're naked.
他说你们是瞎眼贫穷可怜的
They didn't know their true conditions.
那个才是他们真实的光他们不知道自己真实的光景
And sadly today, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹今天的悲哀所在
Many in Christianity don't know our true condition.
今天很多基督教里边的人不知道自己真实的光景
We look around and we say, oh, we've got these big buildings, we've got lively meetings, we have all this work going on.
我们看看周围，我们看见这么宏大的建筑，看见很热闹的工作。
We have all the things that make us feel good.
我们有很多的事情让我们感觉还不错。
Places have special lighting. They can do candles and set such a wonderful atmosphere to make you feel good.
这些地方都可以有不同很好的装饰，让我们感觉很好。
Say, wow, we really love the Lord. This is it.
我们就会觉得我们十分的爱主，这就是那全部了。
It reminds us so much of the Lord's first coming.
这让我们想起主耶稣第一次来的时候。
There was a group of very religious people in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷有一群非常宗教的人。
In their minds, they thought they were looking for the Messiah.
在他们的心里边，在他们头脑里边，以为自己在期待弥赛亚。
But as they lived their lives,
但是当他们生活的时候
，they had all the glitz and the glamour of the temple had been being restored.
那个时候，他们有外面的那个圣殿的荣耀。
They were going through all the outward motions.
他们外面可以从事很多的宗教活动。
All of the offerings and sacrifices.
所有那些奉献，那些献祭。
They had all of that glitz and glamour, but what was missing?
有那些很光外表很光鲜的东西，但是缺乏了什么呢
？There was no glory in that temple.
在那个圣殿里边没有神的荣耀。
And tragically, today in Christianity.
今天在基督教的世界也是同样的悲剧。
We become satisfied with bigness, glitz, and glamour.
我们对很多的事工，对很多的外表的事物感觉很满意。
And we miss the glory of the Lord.
但是我们却缺乏神的荣耀。
And we have to be careful, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要十分的小心。
Not just to be looking at others.
不要只看别人。
This weekend is not a time for an examination of the general Christianity.
这个周末我们不是在这边来审查所有基督教世界的东西。
This weekend is an examination of our hearts.
这个周末是我们来神面前审查我们内心的时候。
Where are we?
我们在什么地方？
Are we where we should be?
我们是不是在我们应该所在的地位？
I think most of us, if we're honest,
我相信大多数人如果我们诚实的话
we realize we're not where we should be.
我们知道我们没有在我们所应当在的地位。
Yeah, but we're thankful the Lord still gives us time.
但是我们感谢主，他仍然给我们机会。
Now, when we talk about being in a weakened condition, not where we should be,
我们说到教会在软弱的光景里边，我们不在那应得的地位上。
Let's keep in mind,
让我们能够记得。
Let's not forget all the great things the Lord has done for us.
让我们不要忘记主为我们所成就的那伟大的事
情。All that He's shown us over the years.
这些年来他所教导我们的。
The blessedness of sweet fellowship that we have.
我们在一起的那美好的交通的时间。
How He's brought many brothers and sisters together.
他把很多的弟兄姊妹聚集在一起。
The privilege and freedom we have of even being here this weekend.
甚至在这个周末我们有这样的特权和祝福能够聚在这里。
But are we satisfied with just this?
但是对这一切我们能够满意吗
？Our brother shared last night. There's so much more of Christ.
昨天晚上弟兄交通道在基督里边那个丰富是无穷尽的。
There's that ultimate Christ.
那个是那个无穷尽的基督。
There's so much out there for us to come into.
还有那么多的未得之地我们要进去。
The writer to the letter of Hebrews addresses this.
希伯来书的作者这样说道。
As he's writing to those dear ones.
当他在那边跟神亲爱的百姓说的。
He reminds them of their heritage.
他就提醒他们所得到的那个产业。
How they were so blessed of the Lord, they had sweet fellowship together, they suffered with one another.
他们曾经在一起享受神同在的快乐，而且也为神损失很多东
西。They had been through some difficult times.
他们经历到一些困难的时候。
But there came a point in their life.
但是他们来到了他们生命中间的一个点。
When they were starting to drift away.
他们开始随流失去。
They have been so richly blessed.
他们曾经这样的蒙恩。
And we're thankful how the Lord has blessed us.
我们感谢主，神也这样子的祝福了我们。
But are we those two that are starting to settle down a little bit?
但是我们是不是也是同样的开始觉得有点
Are we drifting away a little bit?
我们也开始要随流失去了。
Are we becoming distracted by other things?
我们是不是被其他的事物打岔了呢
Are we becoming weary?
我们是不是一开始感觉疲倦
了 Have we been offended?
我们是不是也觉得受伤了呢
Or are we just coasting along?
或者我们就是在这边往前
There's a great need in this hour for the revitalization of the life of Christ among God's people.
在这个时刻神实在是需要把他的生命重新恢复复兴在我们的里面
And we praise God in His great love. He is continuing to love us to the uttermost.
我们感谢神因为他爱我们要爱我们到底
As he's loving us and drawing us to himself.
因为他在爱我们，要把我们吸引到他自己的跟前。
It's all with that purpose in view.
这是神目的。
Of the recovering of the fullness of the life of his son and his people.
就是要把他儿子基督的丰满能够在他的百姓中间恢复起来。
And in this we can find great encouragement in the Apostle John.
就在这一点，我们在使徒约翰的执事里边能够得到极大的鼓舞。
Because there's that great ministry for the ministry of John in our day and time.
因为在这样的一个时代。这个恢复的执事是有一个极大的功用。
As you look through the scriptures,
当我们看圣经的
时候 whenever the Lord begins a work of recovery during a time of declension,
在一个败落的时代，神开始做恢复工作的时候
and we've already said there's one thing that's presented to the people of God.
我们已经提到了，就有一件事情，神会把它展示给神的百姓。
And that's His Son. He always brings us back to Christ.
那就是他的儿子，神要一直的把我们永远的带回到他儿子的跟前。
Look at the writings at the end of the New Testament.
我们看一下新约圣经结束的时候
we mentioned how Paul in 2 Timothy had spoken of a large house.
保罗在提摩太后书里边提到这个大户人家。
What was his call to the people of God?
那么神对他的百姓的呼召是什么
？What was his answer for them to come back?
他让他们回来的那个回答是什么
？Remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead.
你要记得耶稣基督从死里复活。
He was calling them back to himself.
所以他要让神的百姓回到基督的跟前。
In the letter to the Hebrews.
在希伯来书。
As he's calling these ones, trying to wake them up that they will press on.
所以他要把他们唤醒起来，让他们能够继续往前。
What is his answer to them?
那他对他们的回应是什么呢
？Consider Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
要思想耶稣，那为我们信心创始成终的主。
Fix your eyes upon Jesus.
要把你的眼目放在
定睛在主的身上。Look off unto him.
要放在主耶稣基督的身上。
And we see in that last book in the New Testament.
新约圣经最后一卷书。
What is the title of it?
这个题目是什么
？Oftentimes we call it just Revelation.
很多的时候我们说它就是叫启示录。
But what is that book about?
但是这本书是关于什么呢
？It's the revelation of Jesus Christ.
是说到耶稣基督的启示。
It's not a teaching.
这不是一个教导。
It's not about all the signs and wonders.
不是关于神迹。
The purpose of that last book in the Scripture is to give us that fresh revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
新约这最后一卷书的那个目的，就是让我们重新能够有那个关于耶稣基督见证的那个意象。
So that we can get back on that original path that God's called us for His original purpose.
所以我们就能够重新回到那个正路上，就是神呼召我们 要达到他的目的的那条路。
That place of him having that headship and lordship in our lives.
到了一个地步，他就成为我们的元首和教会的头。
That we not just be able to talk about God's eternal purpose.
我们不是在一起只是谈论神永远的旨意。
I hate even using that phrase at times.
很多时候我甚至不愿意来提到这个词。
Because sadly among many of our circles, that phrase has become common.
因为非常可惜，在我们的圈子里头，很多时候“神永远的旨意”这个词变得非常的普通。
It's lost the glory. It's lost the impact, the significance of when we first heard it.
它已经失去了那我们第一次听到的时候的那个荣耀、那个全能。
Our brother testified last night. How about when he first heard that?
我们弟兄昨天晚上见证到他第一次听到那个词的时候。
And we, as the Lord is bringing this revelation of His heart to us.
当神把他的启示带到我们的心里的时候
Does it still have that same impact within our heart?
是不是仍然有那个起初的那个冲击力呢
Or have we turned it into a simple little doctrine or teaching?
或者我们已经把它变成一个简单的一个教训而教导而已
I remember when I first heard this phrase.
我记得当我第一次听到这句话的时候
In all of my own mental attitude,
在我头脑的所有的那个态度上
Which is not too much.
没有太多的
But I'm just an accountant. I'm not an engineer or anything else.
我不过是个会计，我也不是一位工程师。
But I kept trying in myself.
我就在那边试图的要去。
I'd hear about God's eternal purpose.
我听到神永远的旨意。
Brother Colin would start talking about it.
江弟兄开始来谈到神永
远的旨意。And he would say God's eternal purpose is, and he'd talk for a long while.
他说神永远的旨意就是，然后他就谈论了很长的时间。
And I kept looking for some little simple thing to try to say, what is all this?
我在那边寻找说到底什么事。
You know, because I wanted to have a formula.
因为我希望能够找到一个公式。
That I could tell all the other brothers and sisters.
所以我就可以告诉其他所有弟兄姊妹。
Oh, God's eternal purpose is blah, blah, blah.
And 神永远的旨意就是这样这样这样
And I would look so big.
然后我就可以看得显得非常的大
But the Lord wasn't going to let me find it that way.
但是神没有让我用这样的方式来找到它
I was trying to make it too complicated.
因为我试着把它变得太复杂了
And tragically today, we have made God's eternal purpose complicated.
这是悲剧就是我们今天把神的旨意变得非常的复杂
And the Lord is calling us in this hour to return to that simplicity and purity of a devotion to Christ.
但是神今天的呼召就是让我们能够回到那起初最简单最纯洁的就是基督耶稣我们说到他的目的
We see all that purpose in his son
我们把所有的目的神所有的目的都是归结到他的儿子耶稣基督身上
And that son's life being expressed in his people
然后他的生命就在他的儿女们他的百姓身上彰显出来
Is this too simple for us?
这个是不是太简单了呢
Do we want some complicated formula?
我们是不是需要得到一个更复杂的公式
May we have a childlike heart.
愿我们能够得到一个孩子的心。
That the Lord could restore within each one of us.
所以神可以在我们每一个人心里边能够恢复。
The freshness of the call that he has upon us in this hour.
就是在这个时刻他对我们的呼召那个新鲜的呼召。
This is the ministry of John.
这是约翰的那个执事。
Bringing us back to Christ and his purpose.
就是把我们带回到基督和他永远的目的里。
And so as we look at his life,
所以我们来看他的生命
may the Lord use John to bring it fresh to our hearts again.
愿神使用约翰能够把这个新鲜带回到我们的生命里。
When we start to think about the Apostle John,
当我们开始思考使徒约翰的时候
in my notes, I have the title of this message is John, the Apostle of Recovery, His Life and Ministry.
我的这个题目是使徒作为恢复的使徒的约翰他的生活和执事。
But in John, we see it's very hard to separate his life from his ministry.
但是我们确实很难把他的生活和他的执事分开。
Because his life is his ministry.
因为他的生活就是他的执事。
His ministry is his life.
他的执事就是他的生活。
His ministry testifies of Christ.
他的执事是为了基督做见证。
His life testifies of Christ.
他的生活也是为基督做见证。
We can see, as you look at John's life, you see aspects of his ministry.
如果你看他的生活的话，你会发现他一系列的执事。
You look at his ministry, you see aspects of his life.
如果你看他的执事的话，你就看见他生活的不同的方
面。They're so intertwined and interrelated.
他们都是彼此相关，而且交织在一起。
We actually can't separate them.
所以我们实际上没有办法把他们分开。
And isn't this really what God is desiring from all of us?
这个是不是神的心意，愿意我们每一个人都成为这样的人呢？
That our talk and our walk be the same.
让我们的行走，我们的交谈都成为这样呢？
Not just to be able to talk about things.
而不是只是说我们能够谈论一些事。
Not to be able to just talk about Christ.
我们只是在那边谈论基督。
Not to be able to just talk about His church.
我们不是在那边只是讲论教会。
Not just to talk about His soon return.
只是在那边讲论他很快就会回来。
But allow it to impact our lives and that would be our walking.
而是让这个能够影响到我们的生活，使我们能够成为行走的人。
We all would agree that the Lord's return is very soon.
我们都同意说我们的主马上就要回来了。
But let me ask you a practical question.
但是我愿意问大家一个非常实际的问题。
When was the last time the Lord's soon return impacted a practical decision in your life?
什么是上一次是什么时候神基督要回来的这件事实影响到你做的一个很实际的决定
His soon return, does it even impact our lives?
所以他的要再来是不是影响到我们实际的生活呢
Or do we just go on, but we know we say it, the Lord's coming soon.
我们知道我们就照着自己的样子继续生活下去我们只是说主快回来了
We love to sing Maranatha.
我们也愿意爱唱那首歌就是主快来
But is His imminent return impacting our daily lives?
但是他的再来有没有在影响到我们实际生活的决定呢
Is His imminent return causing us to get issues settled with brothers and sisters?
他很快就要再来是不是帮助我们能够很快的跟弟兄姊妹和好呢
Sadly, within the body of Christ, there are so many unsettled issues within among brethren.
这很令人悲哀的是在神的百姓中间有很多的弟兄姊妹他们中间有过节没有办法和好。
The unforgiveness in the body of Christ is a cancer.
在神的百姓中间不原谅是一个癌症。
I genuinely believe if we knew of the Lord's imminent return in a real way in our hearts,
我非常相信，如果我们心里面真的知道主马上就要回来了
，we would humble ourselves and get those matters settled.
我们就会谦卑下来，就把所有这些事情都对付掉。
So we're not just here talking about doctrines.
我们不会在这边只是在讲论这些教义。
We're talking about life.
我们在这边说到的是生命。
Because this is what we see in the Apostle John.
这是我们在使徒约翰身上所看见。
John so often is testifying of life.
约翰在那边见证，为着生命做见证。
As John paints for us this beautiful picture of Christ,
他在那边为我们描绘了关于基督一个幅美好的图画。
One of the interesting things of looking at John,
看约翰的生活一个非常令人有趣的事
is that really the Apostle John of all the writers in the New Testament,
这个使徒约翰就跟其他任何的使徒一样
actually has the most limited vocabulary.
他们的词汇量其实是非常有限。
If you look through all of his writings,
如果你看他所有的这些作品，
he's repeating many of the same words over and over again.
他好像就在那边重复的使用一些词。
If you look at Paul's writings,
如果你看保罗的书信
，oh, he's got an extensive vocabulary.
他的词汇量好像更加的丰富。
Thousands and thousands of words.
他用上千的词汇。
But you look at John,
但是你看约翰
，there's some simple words.
他就用一些非常简单的词。
You have life.
生命
you have light,
光
you have righteousness,
公义
you have love,
慈爱
you have abiding,
叫住在主里面
you have fellowship,
交通
you have glory,
荣耀
there are a few others,
就是还有一些简单的其他的
but he just has a few simple basic words,
就是一些非常简单非常清楚的话
and yet what he paints for us in this panoramic view,
但是他在我们面前描述的这幅全景图画
is one of the most glorious pictures of Christ that we see.
却是关于基督我们能够看见的一幅非常荣耀的图景。
John knew of that simplicity and purity that there was in Christ.
约翰认识到在基督的里边那样子的单纯那样子的美丽。
And in the simpleness of a few words,
所以他就用那么简单的几个词
paints a majestic picture for us.
就为我们展示了那样一幅宏大宏伟荣耀的图画。
Oh, how we're so thankful for John.
我们
And we want to be those that are learning from him.
愿意成为学习约翰的人。
So let's start to consider John.
所以我们一起来看看约翰。
We have to start with John's home and his family life.
我们先看他的家庭生活。
And this is one of the unique things about John.
这是约翰独特的一个点。
Because if you look at those original 12 apostles,
因为你看最初的十二位使徒。
We really don't know much about the rest of their families.
我们其实并不知道大多数人家庭的背景。
We know Peter was married. He had a mother-in-law who got sick. The Lord healed her.
我们知道彼得是结过婚的，他的岳母病过。
We know the occupation of some of the disciples.
我们也知道其中的一些使徒他们的职业。
But of the others, we don't know much about their. We don't know about their mothers, their fathers, their brothers.
但是其他的使徒我们也不知道他们的父母，他们的家庭。
But in John, we get the Lord opens a picture to his family for us.
但是约翰，圣经却把他的生活展示给我们。
Quite often, John and his brother they're referred to as the sons of Zebedee.
约翰和他的兄弟被称为雷子。
That was his father Zebedee.
他的父亲是西比泰。
And his other brother was James.
他的另外一位兄弟的名字叫做雅
各。And most people think that James was older than John because whenever you see them together, it's always James and John.
我们知道雅各可能是他的哥哥，因为每次提到的时候都说是雅各和约翰。
And John's brother James was the one actually martyred by Herod in Acts chapter 12.
我们知道雅各就是在使徒行传十二章那边被希律王杀害的。
And of his father Zebedee, we know he was a fisherman.
我们知道他们的父亲西比泰是一位打鱼的。
And he was probably a pretty successful fisherman because at the beginning of Mark, it speaks of their workers, their servants.
他也许是一位非常成功的一位打鱼的，因为在马可福音第三章说到他们有仆人。
We also know that his mother's name was Salome.
我们也知道他们的母亲的名字叫撒罗米。
And many think that she was the sister of Mary, the mother of Jesus.
很多人相信说她就是耶稣的母亲玛利亚的姊妹。
In the first glimpse we see of John,
所以我们第一次看见约翰的时候
is when he was a disciple of John the Baptist.
那个时候他是施洗约翰的门徒。
But there's one thing in scriptures.
圣经有一件事情提到
As, this could be something, a principle of Bible study for you.
这也可能是给大家做查经的时候用的一个原则。
When families are mentioned, it's for a reason.
当圣经提到家庭的时候是有原因的。
I remember years ago in Richmond.
我记得很多年前在 Richmond.
The sisters in Richmond, they were studying all the women in the Bible.
姊妹们在查考圣经里边的妇女。
And one time as they were having some fellowship with Brother Kong,
有一次他们与江弟兄有交通
as they were going over the different ones that they were going to consider,
所以他们说我们要在这边查考一系列的妇女
he asked them about, how about the mother of the kings? The mothers of the in the book of Kings, the mothers of the king.
然后江弟兄就跟他们提说你们有没有查过列王记里边的那些列王的母亲呢
The Lord mentions mothers' names for a significant reason.
圣经里边提到这个圣徒的名字的时候是有原因的。
Whenever families are mentioned in the Scripture,
那些圣经里面提到的家庭
it's for our instruction.
是为了来
not just that we can trace a lineage,
不是只是为了让我们能够研究他们的家谱
but there's something for us to see and learn from there.
而是让我们能够从中间学到功课。
So think about his father Zebedee.
所以我们来看看他的父亲西比泰。
As we said, he was a pretty successful fisherman.
我们说到他是一位非常成功的捕鱼家。
It seems also that the family he knew the high priest.
所以他们的家庭也认识那位大祭司，当时做大祭司的人。
And I think Zebedee must have had some relationship with the Lord.
所以西比泰大概跟主是有亲戚关系。
And so you ask, why do I know that?
你问我说我怎么知道？
Well, the thing that really impresses me about Zebedee.
因为关于西比泰有件事情让我印象非常深刻。
The father of James and John.
就是约翰和雅各的父亲
was when they were called to follow the Lord.
当他们被呼召来跟随主的时候
he had absolutely no objection.
然后西比泰就没有任何的反对
he didn't hesitate a second.
他并没有一点点的犹豫
he didn't say to him, oh, stay here, help me with the family business, don't make me do all the work.
他并没有说留下来帮助我不要让我把一切工作都留给我
if you stay here one day, you can take over the family business.
你们要是留下来的话有一天你们会接续我的这个职业
you'll have a good life.
你们就可以生活得很好。
There was no argument for him.
但是对他来讲，没有任何的这
种。He didn't say, "Oh, if you stay here, you can make money, and your kids can go to a better university."
他并没有说，你们要留下来的话，你们就可以活得很好，你们的孩子可以上好大学。
And your kids, they just want to be fishermen like we are.
那你们的孩子也会愿意像我们一样成为捕鱼的。
And just think, if your kids are really smart,
想一想，如果你们的孩子非常聪明的话
，they could go to Rice.
他们可以到Rice 大学。
And if they can't make Rice, then they always settle for UT.
如果他们去不了 Rice 的话，他们可以到 UT.
Well, I'm in trouble now. But his focus was not on himself.
但是他的那个注意点不是在自己身上。
His focus was on his son serving the Lord.
他的那个注意点是放在他儿子能够服侍主的上面。
And he released them to the Lord.
他就把他们放了给主。
Have we released our kids to the Lord?
我们有没有把我们的儿女释放，让他们能够来服侍主呢？
Or are we waiting them to get before they get their PhD and then we let them go?
我们是不是要等到他们一直拿到博士以后才让他们走呢？
Do we want them to become successful?
我们是不是想成功呢？
And there's nothing wrong with being successful.
当然，想要成功并没有错。
But that's not the primary goal in life.
但是那不是我们生命最重要的目标。
You fathers out there, what is the goal for your children?
在座的父亲，你们对你们的儿女的那个目标是什么？
Is it for them to be successful in business or to get a great education, or is it to serve the Lord?
是让他们在生意上非常的发达，或者是得到一个很好的教育，还是去为了让他们服侍主？
I think Zebedee has a most undervalued testimony.
我相信西比泰在这里有一个不被人欣赏的那个
价值。Because when his sons were called to serve the Lord,
因为当他的儿子们被呼召来服侍主的时候，
in his own mind, he could have many reasons to object or to try to delay.
在他的心里边，他就是有很多的理由可以把他们再留一段时间。
But he immediately released them to the Lord.
但是他们立刻就放手，把他们交给主。
What a testimony!
这是何等的见证
！Oh, how we need that recovered in this hour.
这个时刻，我们何等需要这样的事情被恢复在我们的中间。
And then as we look at Salome,
我们再来看看撒罗米。
We know that she had a relationship with the Lord.
我们也知道她也是跟主有关系的。
And she doesn't try to stop her sons either.
她也没有在那边拦阻她的儿子们。
And actually, we see her later as she's with her sons and with the Lord.
其实那后来我们看见说，她也跟她的儿子们一样在那边跟随主。
We don't know the circumstances about how Salome was freed from her home to go and follow the Lord.
我们不知道这个情形是撒罗米是怎么样能够放下家庭来服侍主。
Some speculate that maybe Zebedee died and then she sold the business and she went and followed the Lord.
也有人猜测说，是不是西比泰去世了以后，她就把所有的家业都卖掉了，然后就来跟随主。
We don't know. Maybe Zebedee released her also.
我们不知道，也许西比泰也把她放掉了。
We don't know.
我们不知道。
But we do know that she had a heart for the Lord.
但是我们却知道说她向着主有一颗完全的
心。We see her as throughout the Gospels as one of those women caring for the Lord.
我们看见在福音书里边，她就是那一位一直跟随主来服侍主的
妇女。She's one of those women that are there at Calvary watching our Lord crucified.
她也是在加略山那边看见主被钉十字架的几位妇女之一。
She's one of those at the tomb.Witness, being a witness of his resurrection.
她也是几位在她的坟墓那边看见主复活的见证的妇女之一。
And she was probably one of those in that upper room on that day of Pentecost.
所以在那个五旬节的那一天，她也许是那120位中的一位。
So from this we see John had a good home environment.
所以我们看见约翰他的家庭是非常好的家庭。
His parents' relationship with the Lord provided him with a solid foundation.
他的父母与主的关系为他提供了一个非常坚固的一个根基。
His parents provided him with that heart to seek the Lord.
他的父母为他提供了一为他培养了一颗心向着主。
So that even before the Lord came,
所以在主来之前
，John was already following. When he heard the call of John the Baptist,
当他听到施洗约翰的呼召的时候，他就已经开始起来服侍。
He was following John and became a disciple of John the Baptist.
所以他就在那边跟随约翰，成了施洗约翰的一个门徒。
His parents had put that seed within him.
他的父母把那个种子种在他的心中。
That when he heard those words, "Behold the Lamb of God,"
当他听到施洗约翰说，看那神的羔羊
，John followed.
然后约翰就跟随主。
Are we planting those seeds within the hearts and lives of our children?
我们是不是把同样的种子也种在我们自己儿女的心中呢？
Zebedee and Salome had no idea how the Lord was going to use their children.
西比泰和撒罗米不知道主将来会如何使用他们的孩子。
But they were simply day by day preparing them to have a hip.To have that heart for the Lord and to be ready and available for His service.
他们只是每天的生活里边来预备他们的儿子，好使有一天主能够来呼召他们。
What a lesson for us in these days of recovery!
在这个恢复的时代里边，这对我们是一个何等的功课！
That the hearts of our young ones would be ready to hear about our Lord's return.
所以，让我们的年轻的孩子能够有一天听见。关于我们主要回来的事。
And it would be impacting not only the parents' priorities, but our young people's priorities.
是这样子的事情，不但影响我们做父母的，我们的做事的次序，而且影响到我们的孩子们。
How did John and James learn what was a priority in life?
约翰和雅各，他们能够怎么样子学习生命中间的那个事物的等次？
They learned it from the things they saw as priorities in their parents' life.
他们是从他们的父母的身上学到这个功课。
And how we need that recovered in this hour.
我们在这个时代何等需要这件事情被恢复在我们的中间。
Because praise God, there came that one day when that Lamb of God was put before John.
我们感谢主那一天，约翰，施洗约翰可以说看那神的羔羊。
Let's look over John chapter 1, starting in verse 35.
我们来看约翰福音第一章第三十一节。
John, he's with John the Baptist here.
这个时候，约翰跟施洗约翰在一起。
The day before, our Lord Jesus had come by, and John the Baptist had spoken of the Lamb of God.
就在这一天之前， 主耶稣来到四旬约翰这里，我们的四旬约翰已经说到我们的主。
And for some reason, we don't know, maybe John the Apostle wasn't there, or he just didn't hear at that time.
也许那个时候使徒约翰没有在那个地方，所以他没有听见。
But then when we come to verse 35,
所以我们来到35节的时候,
says, on the next day,
说到再次,
John was standing with two of his disciples.
约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
And it's pretty unanimous among the commentators that one of those disciples was John the Apostle.
在所有解经的人里面认同这一点，就是这两个门徒之一，其中就是约翰。
And John the Baptist looked upon Jesus as he walked and said, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned, beheld them following, and said to them, What do you seek? They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, Come and you will see. They came therefore and saw where he was staying. They stayed with him in that day, for it was about the 10th hour.
所以那个时候，施洗约翰就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去，在那，他们就去看他在哪里住。那一天便与他同住。那时约有深圳。John
had been prepared by his parents to seek the Messiah.
约翰被他的父母预备好，要来寻找弥赛亚。
So when John the Baptist declares, Behold the Lamb of God,
所以当施洗约翰在那边宣告说，看那神的羔羊的时候,
John the Apostle, he immediately leaves John the Baptist and follows the Lord.
使徒约翰马上就离开施洗约翰，就来跟随主耶稣。
Not only wanting to follow him, but wanting to know where he abides.
不仅要跟随他，而且要知道他在哪里住。
Where are you staying?
他在什么地方住。
You know, we can look at this transaction so casually. Do we realize the tremendous choice at that point in time that John the Apostle made?
但是我们没有意识到，这是一件非常非常大的决定，一个选择是那个时候使徒约翰所做的选择。
Let me say one thing here. I keep using the phrase John the Apostle right throughout his life.
我一直在用这个使徒约翰这个词，这个字。
He's technically not an apostle yet. For the Bible scholars here,
如果在座有圣经专家的话，我们知道约翰那个时候还不是使徒。
But so that we can distinguish him from the other John, I'm just referring to him as John the Apostle.
是为了跟施洗约翰分别开，所以我在这边说是使徒约翰。
So scholars will forgive me.
在座的学者请原谅我。
But do we see the tremendous choice that he made?
我们能不能看见他在这边做了一个巨大的选择？
He was a devoted disciple of John the Baptist.
他是施洗约翰的一位非常献身的一个门徒。
He had been greatly helped by John the Baptist.
施洗约翰对他帮助非常的大。
He had a full respect for John the Baptist.
他对施洗约翰非常的尊敬。
But as soon as he saw and heard, Behold the Lamb of God, he left John the Baptist and followed the Lord. Sadly, we know that some other of John the Baptist did not. John the Baptist's disciples didn't follow the Lord.
很悲哀的就是很多约翰使徒，施洗约翰的其他门徒没有来跟随主。
They continued following John.
他们就继续地跟随施洗约翰。
But there's a great lesson here for us.
所以这边对我们是一个何等大的功课。
Because when John the Baptist was talking about being that forerunner,
因为当施洗约翰说到他是开路先锋的时候,
I'm the voice preparing the way of the Lord.
我是在为主开路的那个旷野的声音。
John the Apostle, he got it.
然后使徒约翰就明白了。
He realized it wasn't about just John the Baptist.
他意识到这个使徒，施洗约翰不是关于施洗约翰的。
But John the Baptist was being used to point him to the Lord.
神要使用施洗约翰来指导他们到主的跟前。
And himself at first, John didn't recognize our Lord Jesus as the Lamb of God.
所以使徒约翰一开始并没有认识主耶稣。
But when John the Baptist declared, Behold the Lamb of God,
但是当施洗约翰在那边宣告说，看哪，神的羔羊,
his eyes were opened.
他的眼睛就被打开了。
And he saw the Lamb of God.
所以他就看见了神的羔羊。
He saw this person of Jesus.
他看见了这位主耶稣。
He left John the Baptist and followed the Lord.
所以他就离开了施洗的约翰来跟随主耶稣。
You know, what a precious testimony that is.
这是一个何等宝贵的见证。
And it's a great lesson for us in days of recovery.
在这个恢复的时代, 对我们也是一个很宝贵的功课。
Because we have to ask a basic question.
因为我们必须要问一个很基本的问题。
Who are we following?
我们今天在跟随谁呢?
Are we following a man of God or are we following the Lord?
我们是在跟随属神的人呢, 还是跟随神自己?
We're so thankful for the rich heritage we have in the scripture and throughout history.
我们为着神在圣经以及历史上给我们的宝贵的产业感谢他。
I know John the Apostle was so thankful for the ministry of John the Baptist.
我们知道使徒约翰为着施洗约翰的执事充满了对神的感恩。
We're thankful for God's servants throughout the years.
这些年来我们为神的忠心的仆人来感谢主。
But what we can suddenly fall into a trap.
但是我们可以突然就陷到一个网络里头。
We can unconsciously focus our eyes upon a man instead of the Lord.
我们可以不知道的情况下, 我们就把眼睛放在神的仆人的身上。
There's a beautiful testimony throughout the time of the exodus of the people of Israel.
在以色列人出埃及的时候, 有一个很美好的见证。
We know that Joshua and Caleb were the two faithful ones that were able to enter the promised land.
我们知道约书亚和加勒是两位神所使用的仆人。
During that time in the wilderness, the one that was discipling them was Moses.
在旷野的时候来培养他们的就是摩西。
And we know that they were always looking to Moses and to learn of him.
我们知道他们的眼睛就放在摩西身上，要从他身上来学功课。
But then one day,
然后有一天,
Moses struck that rock twice there at Meribah.
在米利巴那个地方是, 摩西就击打磐石两次。
And he's told he can't go into the land.
然后神就跟他说, 你不能进到迦南地去。
Joshua and Caleb at that moment were at a time of crisis.
所以对加勒和约书亚来说, 那个时候就是一个危机。
Are they going to become offended for their good friend?
他们会不会就因为他们这位好朋友而受伤害呢?
Are they going to just continue to keep their eyes on Moses?
他们是不是要继续把他们的眼睛放在摩西身上?
Praise God.
感谢神。
What was Moses declaring to Joshua and Caleb?
神借着摩西对约书亚和加勒的宣告。
Moses was continued to show them and point them to the Lord.
摩西继续地把他们指向主耶稣。
So even though they were greatly indebted to Moses,
虽然他们为着摩西向神感恩,
these men, they didn't follow a man, they continued following the Lord.
这两位并没有跟随这个人, 而是继续来跟随主。
Praise God for John the Apostle that he didn't act like some of the other apostles, disciples of John the Baptist and stay with him.
感谢主, 使徒约翰没有像施洗约翰其他的门徒那样继续留在施洗约翰的身边。
And how we in these days need to have it settled in our heart that we're thankful for many men.
今天我们也需要在我们的心中有这样一个定义, 就是我们为着神的仆人感谢主。
But we're following the Lord.
但是我们却是一位跟随主的人。
There's a marvelous testimony in church history.
在教会的历史上有一个非常奇妙的见证。
It's by a brother named John Robinson.
是有一位弟兄, 他的名字叫做John Robinson。
And this is during a time of persecution in Europe and in England.
这是在英国的历史上, 教会受逼迫的一段时期。
And this, in the US, this is referred to when the pilgrims came over and settled in New England.
我们在我们这边就知道, 那就是他们这些清教徒要 来到北美的那段时期。
And so this brother, John Robinson, he was a pastor.
这位John Robinson弟兄是一位牧师。
And many of the people in his congregation, they were going to flee England and go to United States.
他的有,
well, it wasn't United States then.
他的很多的会众那个时候就是要离开英格兰,要来到北美。
They got on this boat named the Speedwell.
他们那个时候要坐一条船叫做Speedwell。
They started sailing.
他们就开始坐船走。
It sprang a leak. It started letting water come into the boat.
所以那个船就开始有漏。
And so they had to change boats.
所以他们必须要换船。
Anybody know the name of the boat they got on?
大家知不知道他们所换的那条船叫什么名字?
They got on the Mayflower.
所以他们就坐到五月花号上去。
And they came over to New England.
所以他们就来到了新英格兰。
But before they departed,
在他们开船之前,
this brother, he gave them some instructions.
所以这位弟兄就给他们一些指示。
I've made a copy of this. It's in the Pilgrim's Church.
所以我就做了一份拷贝。
I wanted to read it this morning.
所以今天早上我要把这段话读给大家。
As they're getting ready to leave him, he gives them this charge.
所以当他们开始要出发之前, 他就给他们这些吩咐。
And I believe it's a great charge to all the people of God in this hour.
我相信这也是神今天在这个时刻要对他的百姓所说的一句话, 所说的话。
He says, I charge you before God and His blessed angels that you follow me no further than you have seen me follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
我在神和他的天使面前嘱咐你们，你们跟随我不要超过你们在我身上看见我跟随基督的那个程度。
And then he continues.
他继续说，
If God reveals anything to you by any other instrument of His, be ready to receive it as you were to receive any truth of my ministry, for I am verily persuaded the Lord hath more truth yet to break forth out of His holy word.
他说，如果你们在任何其他的神的仆人身上看见了如果神借着他们向你启示什么，你们要像接受从我这边领受的真理一样来领受，因为我相信说神还有更多的真理要借着他的圣经来向我们启示。
He then talks a little bit about how in church history.
然后他就说到了一些关于教会历史上的事。
In history, we see, saw many of the Lutherans just went as far as Luther and stopped.
所以在历史上，我们看见那些所谓路德宗的信徒们，他们就停在。路德的那个教训的上面。
They went as far as Calvin and they stopped.
然后到了那个加尔文的时候，他们就停在那个地方。
They didn't continue on.
他们就没办法再往前走。
And he laments this.
所以他就感觉非常的悲哀。
So as we pick up toward the end.
嗯哼。到最后他说，
This is a misery much to be lamented. For though they, speaking of like Luther and Calvin, were burning and shining lights in their times, yet they penetrated not into the whole counsel of God. But were they now living, they would be willing to embrace further light as that which they first received.
所以他说这件事情是让人非常感觉悲哀的，因为虽然他们一开始的时候，他们所领受的是那样子的光和热，但是呢，他们却没有办法继续来进到神的完全的旨意的里面。如果他们今天仍然活着的话，我相信他们仍然是愿意来继续领受这个神的话语，就像他们最初所领受的一样，领受神话语所发出的光。
This one was telling them don't to focus upon himself.
所以这位弟兄跟他们说，不要只是注目在我的身上。
But continue to see Christ and allow him to show himself more and more of you.
而是专注在主的身上，让他能够继续的向你启示越来越多的真理。
You know, we're thankful. Our brother mentioned last night again that phrase, the unlimited Christ.
昨天晚上弟兄用到的这个词语，说到基督的丰富是无穷无尽。
And we're very thankful for all that we have through the scriptures and through history that God has shown us.
我们感谢主借着历史上借着圣经向我们开启了那么多的真理。
We're thankful for all the helps we've received.
我们为着我们得到的所有这些帮助来感谢主。
We're thankful for ones like a brother Watchman Nee.
我们为着像尼托森弟兄
，a brother T. Austin Sparks.
像斯百克弟兄这样的弟兄感谢主。
A brother Stephen Kong.
还有像江守道弟兄
or Brother Wei,
或者魏弟兄
but all of them would say the same to us.
但是我相信所有这些弟兄们都会对我们说同样的话。
Continue pressing on to know more and more of the unfathomable riches of Christ.
我们要继续的往前，要竭力的追求，要得到基督的丰富。
Tragically, throughout her church history, many have not done this.
但是悲剧是在教会的历史上，很多的弟兄姊妹却止步不前。
But we see in the life of the Apostle John.
但是在这里，我们看见使徒约翰的生命。
One who is always pressing on to know the Lord more and more.
他就是那样，要竭力追求，要越更多的来认识主。
He was his life is characterized by seeing more and more of the fullness of Christ.
他的生活就是这样子的一幅图画，就是他要与更多的认识主耶稣。
When John the Baptist first declared to him, "Behold the Lamb of God."
当施洗约翰在这边第一次向他启示说看那神的羔羊。
He knew what that phrase the Lamb of God meant.
他知道神的羔羊这个词是什么意思。
He knew of that sacrifice.
他知道是献祭用。
And he, in many ways, John saw to eternity past.
换一句话说他看见了永世的过去。
A lamb prepared before the foundation of the world.
就是在创世之先所预备好的那个神的羔羊。
And then we see all throughout John's life.
然后我们就看见使徒约翰他的一
生。A fuller and greater revelation of the Lamb of God.
能够越来越多的更丰满的启示这个神的羔羊。
In such a way that at the end.
到了一定程度到了最后。
There's that enthroned Lamb of God in that new Jerusalem.
他就看见在新耶路撒冷里面坐在羔羊坐在宝座上的神的羔羊。
John didn't see that at first.
约翰一开始并没有看见。
He didn't see the enthroned lamb.
他没有看见坐宝座的羔羊。
But with the lamb that he saw, he continued to seek more and more of.
但是这位神的羔羊，他所最初看见的，他就要继续来追求。
As he saw the Lamb of God as his savior.
他看见神的羔羊是他的救主。
He didn't settle there.
他还没有停在那个地方。
But he wanted to know more and more of Christ.
他要得到更多的关于基督的事。
And we'll see in John's life, this is one of his characteristics.
我们看见他的一生就是这样的一个，就有这样的一个特点。
He was always pressing on to know more and more.
就是一直的竭力追求要得到更多的基督。
And we have to have that characteristic within us.
我们也需要得到这样的特点。
You know, we know, praise God, we have these opportunities.
我们感谢主，我们有这样的机会。
We have to ask ourselves honestly.
我们必须要诚实地问我们自己。
Am I following the Lord or am I following a man?
我是在跟随主呢，还是我是在跟随人？
We can even, this comes down again to our family lives.
这也可以应用到我们的家庭生活里边。
As husbands, are we relying upon the spirituality of our wives to carry us through?
我做先生，我们是不是依赖我们的妻子的属灵生命？
Your wives, are you relying upon your spiritual husband to carry you through?
作为妻子，你是不是在依赖你的属灵的丈夫来带你往前走呢？
We ask the young people the same thing.
我们也问在座年轻人同样的问题。
It comes back to having this, each and every one of us having that individual, personal, intimate relationship with Him.
就是我们每一个人都要有亲自的、个人性的与神亲密的那个相交。
Knowing the Lamb of God.
知道神的羔羊。
Pressing on to know Him more.
要竭力追求更多的认识他。
And following the Lamb of God.
而且跟随神的羔羊。
It's a very simple formula in John's life.
对使徒约翰的生活来讲，这是一个很简单的东西。
He followed the Lamb of God.
你就是跟随神的羔羊。
And when we think about following.
当我们考虑到跟随的时候
It's simply staying close to someone.
简单的说就是跟着他跟紧一点。
And following in the very word, it infers that we're behind that person.
这样就表示说你是在跟着他的后边的。
They're leading the way.
他在前面带领你。
We're not out as pioneers blazing a trail ahead.
我们并不是一位开路先锋在前面为他开路。
But in every aspect of our life, we're following him.
但是在我们生命中间的每一步，我们都是跟随他。
Not just when we come to meetings,
比如说来到聚会的里面。
But all the days of our life, we're following Him.
不仅仅是来到聚会的里面，而是在我们生命中各个方面。
And when it says we're following the Lamb,
我们在说我们跟随神的羔羊。
Our eyes are just on Him.
我们的眼睛就单单的注视在他的身上。
We're not distracted.
没有被其他的事情打岔。
We don't want to be double-minded.
我们不愿意成为心怀两意的人
But that single eye upon him,
而是用单一的眼睛放在他的身上
and allowing him to lead us into all that he has.
然后让他来带领我们走前面的每一步
As we follow the Lamb, we don't know where he will take us.
当我们跟随羔羊的时候我们好像不知道他要带领我们去什么地方
John didn't know what was before him.
约翰也并不知道前面会发生什么
But he knew who was before him.
但是他知道谁在他的前头
And we have a similar confidence that we might not know what's ahead of us.
我们也应该有这样的信心我们不知道前面会发生什么
We don't know what's going to happen in this world.
我们也不知道这个世界会发生什么事情
We don't know, I mean, I'm trying to say this correctly.
我想正确地说这件事
Stella, we go to Brazil a couple of times a year.
我跟我的妻子，我们一年要去巴西好几次。
The last two times we were there,
上两次我们去的时候
，They said, "How can you live with a crazy president?"
他们就问我们说，你们怎么可以在这样一位发狂的总统下面生活呢
？You know, I don't want to get political.
我不是想变得非常谈论政
治。But regardless of where this country's going,
不管这个国家在走向什么样的方向
，We're following the Lamb.
我们在跟随羔羊。
We'll follow the Lamb.
我们在跟随羔羊。
And we'll be okay.
然后我们就没有事。
We're not looking to a man to make America great again.
我们并不是在期待着一个人能够让美国更加的伟大。
Our eyes are upon the Lamb.
我们的眼睛是在羔羊的身上。
And as we follow him,
当我们跟随他的时候
If things get better, praise God.
如果事情变好了，我们感谢主。
If things get worse,
如果事情变糟了
praise God.
我们还是感谢主。
Because the Lamb is in front of us.
因为羔羊在我们的前头
带领。And that's our hope.
这是我们的希望。
He's our security.
这是我们的安全。
He's our all in all.
他是我们的一切。
That's what we're looking for.
这是我们所期待的。
And as we follow the Lamb,
当我们跟随羔羊的时候
He does that great work of transforming and conforming us into His image.
他就在那边做那个伟大的改变的工作让我们变得像他一样。
When you think about following the Lamb,
当我们想一想跟随羔羊的时候
It's learning of the character of Christ.
我们就是在那边学习羔羊的那个特点。
And you think about the life of our Lord.
想想主耶稣的生命。
We think about how he was born in Bethlehem.
我们想想他如何诞生在伯利恒。
And then he learned in that place of humility. As we follow the Lamb,
当我们跟随羔羊的时候,
we go through those times of humiliation.
我们要经历那些降卑的时刻,
we see there's no humility in ourselves.
我们在我们的自己里面看见我们没有谦卑,
but we learn the Lamb is our humility. The Lord for many years was hidden away in Nazareth.
很多的年我们的主隐藏在拿撒勒。
In the Apostle John's life, there's many hidden years. Our life, we always want to be seen. We don't want to be hidden. But as the Lord takes us through some hidden times, we're learning Him as our security. He is our life through that. And then our Lord came to Judea. We read in the Gospel of John how he came to his own and his own received him not. As we follow the Lamb, we will suffer rejection. But we learn more and more of the Lamb being our security and accepted in him. Follow that Lamb through like a Gethsemane, and we're having to learn in very practical ways to say, not my will, but thy will be done, Lord.
跟随羔羊经过这个克西马尼园, 我们也学习说, 主, 愿你的旨意成就, 不是我的旨意。
We follow that Lamb to Calvary.
我们跟随羔羊来到加略山,
we learn to die daily.
我们就能够学习每天向自己死。
Because really, when we think of the Lamb's life upon this earth,
当我们思考羔羊在地上的生命,
He didn't just die one time at Calvary. Our Lord walked the way of the cross every day upon this earth. And we too are called to walk that way. But praise God. It doesn't end there.
感谢主。
What's the wonderful testimony of those that follow the Lamb wherever He goes? Let's close. Let's turn over to Revelation 14.
让我们结束的时候来看,
there's a beautiful picture here of those that follow the Lamb wherever He goes.
就是那些羔羊无论往哪里去, 都跟随的人,
those 144,000 are there before Mount Zion.
有144,000人,
they're singing their voices like the voice of harps.
他们在那边弹琴,
They're singing that new song.
他们在那边唱那首新歌。
Who are those that are there before the throne?
那些宝座面前的人, 他们是谁呢?
Look in verse 4.
我们看第四节。
It says, These are the ones that have not been defiled with women, for they've kept themselves chaste. There is a holiness there.
这些人未曾沾染妇女, 他们原是童身, 他们是那些保持自己圣洁的人。
They had allowed the life of the Lamb to keep them and preserve them. But what did they simply do? These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever He goes. As we follow the Lamb, we will go through some rejection, some humiliation. But we will also enjoy that all victorious life.
And
the great thing about that, it will be a glorious day there in Revelation 14. But as we follow the Lamb now, we can enter into aspects of that fullness of that joy. We see in part now. We experience in part now. One day we'll experience in a fullness. But praise God, we can enjoy the victory that we have in that Lamb every day. This is one of the initial secrets we see in John's life. As we're desiring to be a testimony of the Lord in these end days, as we're desiring for the Lord to recover His life amongst us, May our lives be characterized by following the Lamb wherever He goes.
愿我们的生命有这样的一个特点, 就是羔羊无论往哪里去,
我们都跟随。 And we see this at the very beginning of John's life.
我们看见这一点, 从约翰,
we see it throughout his life.
执事的开始,
and may that encourage us in these days.
愿这一点成为我们今天这个时代所得到的鼓励。
Okay, we can stop here.
我们可以停在这个地方。
Lord, we are so thankful for the call that you have upon our life. Lord, we're thankful how we have ones like an Apostle John. That can be a great encouragement to us. Lord, it's not the person John that so meets, that encourages us. But as John was relying upon your life,
而是那位在一切事上依靠主耶稣的这位约翰,
John the Apostle learned from John the Baptist.
使徒约翰从施洗约翰身上所学的,
I must decrease and he must increase.
愿他增加, 愿我衰微。
May we enter into that today.
愿我们今天都能够进入到这个时机里。
We're thankful, Lord, for all you've done.
主，我们为你所成就的一切, 感谢你。
I was wondering if, I don't know how much trouble I'm going to cause, but can we end by singing that song again, I Am the Lord's?
我想我们可不可以一起再来唱刚才所唱的这首诗歌, 我是属主的。
Yeah, this was the testimony of John the Apostle's life.
这个是与使徒约翰生命的一个见证。
When he said, when John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God.
当施洗约翰在那边说, 看哪神的羔羊。
John the Apostle came up and said, I am the Lord's.
然后使徒约翰就在那边说, 我是属主的。
And he went throughout his life.
然后在他一生的光景生命里面,
saying, Teach me all it meaneth.
他就对主说, 主啊, 你来教导我这些, 这句话的意义。
Would that be the prayer in our heart?
愿这个成为我们心中的祷告。